And we turn now to domestic news. The small glass of orange juice on your breakfast table might seem more precious and even sweeter in the months to come when you think about the citrus growers of Central Florida and the hurricane winds that ripped through their groves last week. Hurricane Charley, Friday, knocked the fruit to the ground, knocked trees to the ground. Seven counties were hit. Day-to-Day's Noah Adams joins us to tell us how bad it was and what's happening in New York to the price of juice.
Alex, the farming interior of Florida, this is where you find the oranges. DeSoto County, that were in trouble, DeSoto County, Polk County, Hardy County, Manatee, Sarasota County, Charlotte, and Lee County. I mention the counties because we're talking about people here, in many cases small family farms, who have been growing citrus for a long time. They produce here one-third of the Florida orange juice supply in these seven counties. There's an industry group called Florida Citrus Mutual, and they say that in the entire state there are 800,000 acres of orange trees. 280,000 were torn up by the high winds. The good news is for people who have orange trees that weren't hit, because it's supply and demand, and that crop's going to become more valuable come harvest time.
So you've been checking with the wholesale market.
Yeah, it's really interesting here. The price of lumber is going up, I found out, because of rebuilding, obviously. And the orange juice price, the New York Board of Trade yesterday, they deal in frozen concentrated orange juice, and we're talking about September juice here, by the way. This is what I learned. This is the future. It closed 7.25 cents higher, and so September juice is worth about 70 cents a pound. They actually have a 10 cent a pound limit, so things can't go totally out of control on any given day. And I talked this morning with Sandy Pappas. She is a trader. She's an orange juice chartist. That's the term for her specialty. And she deals in orange juice. And here's what she said about yesterday.
We haven't had a 10-cent move in the market in quite a while in recent memory. So it was, in the scale of things over the last few years, that was a big move for the OJ market. We've been hampered by a large crop, slow demand, and fewer speculators in the market, and very little volatility. So that was, in respect, a very good move for us.
Sounds like she's talking to you from the middle of a riot or trading floor.
That's the trading floor of the New York Mercantile Exchange building. 700 traders there in all, and orange juice was just about to start when we were talking, and you can hear some of the other action there in the background on the floor.
Well, those are some of our other markets opening up. There's cocoa that's directly behind orange juice. Coffee just opened up, which is usually a very active market on the opening. Brokers are filtering in here now to orange juice. We'll start matching orders at 9:45.
So if cocoa and coffee are busy these days, orange juice must really be going crazy with what's going on in Florida.
Yeah. I was talking to her, trying to keep two images in my mind. One, I was thinking about the families in Central Florida. I was also trying to picture Sandy Pappas on the floor in New York and what that day must be like, that kind of trading frenzy. So I had a couple of questions for her.
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
I wear sneakers. It saves my feet.
Right. Do you ever have a feeling of connection with the growers in Florida when you're...
Yes. I think yesterday was a good example of that. Certainly Friday afternoon, when they had gotten the report that Charley had changed directions, we sensed a panic in the market. And, of course, I like to feel that we indirectly work for them, so my heart goes out to them, and I just feel as though when there's that much destruction, you know, whatever we can do up here to help them.
That is Sandy Pappas. She trades in futures of orange juice at the New York Board of Trade in Manhattan.
Well, what about that glass of orange juice I drink every morning? What's going to happen?
You know, it's supply and demand. Orange juice demand has been down, she says, because, and there's a big inventory. It's frozen, so nothing's going to happen to it. It's down because of the low-carb diet trend. I didn't know this. Orange juice is not on the low-carb list, apparently. But now much of the supply, of course, is moldering on the ground there in Florida, so it may pick back up in price. We'll see.
Day-to-Day's Noah Adams. Thank you, Noah.
You're welcome, Alex.
And orange juice futures at this hour, 67.8 cents a pound for frozen concentrate. That's actually down 2.2 cents from yesterday.